Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Happy Monday. Welcome back to the About Last Night podcast. My voice is a little shot because I've been doing shows all weekend. Oh my goodness. Dallas, Hyenas. We sold out 4 shows, man. That's 10 sold out shows in a row, counting the 6 in Houston at Riot Comedy Club. And now this past weekend, Dallas, Hyenas, you guys showed up, man. We packed that motherfucker out. Had some amazing shows, a lot of fun clips, and best of stuff coming to my YouTube in the next few days. And I just want to thank everyone coming out to these shows. This little Dr. Phil bump is real, and I can't thank you guys enough. And thanks for doing a deep dive and finding my shows and all my stuff on YouTube. And Kill Tony fans and Corolla fans and Tyso fans and ALN fans. I love you all. You make the shows a lot of fun. It's nice. You know, I've been doing stand-up almost 17 years now, so getting a little bump to get you guys out more is just really sweet, man. And now I'm in Austin, Texas. I did some shows at the Mothership tonight, and then I popped into an open mic at a place called Shakespeare's Pub, which was a blast. And I'll be posting a video from that because I had another wild moment on stage singing a song with this live band about this kid who hit me up online. Guy's going through a wild time right now in his life. And we gave him a little love and sang a song, got the crowd going. It was pretty sweet. Shout out to Shakespeare's Pub. Fun little open mic here in Austin. Shout out to the Mothership. And shout out to all you ALN fans listening to today's episode, which is the audio from Bill Burr Returns to Dr. Phil Live, episode 6. The show is obviously up on YouTube. Go check that out. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Also, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Adam Ray Comedy. But the Bill Burr number 2 episode is up. The feedback's been bananas. I think it's closing in on 1 million views already. Love you guys for watching. Next Bill Burr, Dr. Phil, is going to be, we're setting another date already. Bill's coming back for a 3rd appearance. But enjoy today's 2nd appearance from Bill Burr on Dr. Phil Live. Of course, March 5th, Dr. Phil Live sold out with Taylor Tomlinson and Steph Tolev. April 2nd is sold out. I will be announcing the guests for that soon. May 6th, of course, sold out with Bert Kreischer and Mark Normand. June and July dates, June 4th and July 9th, guests coming soon. Appreciate the love. Tour dates, AdamRayComedy.com. I will be in on the road with Bert Kreischer March 14th through the 17th. And then I'm hitting Eugene, Oregon for Olsen Run Comedy Club, new club, March 28th through the 30th. And then Detroit Comedy Castle, Royal Oak, Michigan, April 4th through the 6th. Comedy Works in Denver, April 18th through the 20th. All those tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. Ton more dates added, a ton more coming. But hope to see you on the road, man. I love you guys for coming out and supporting. Dr. Phil merch at AdamRayComedy.com. Adam Ray merch at AdamRayComedy.com. Subscribe to the podcast at ALN Podcast on Spotify, Twitter, Instagram, and all that stuff. All right, enjoy the episode. Bill Burr returns to Dr. Phil Live, number 2. Enjoy it.
What the fuck was that? God damn it. You guys excited to be here? We got a good one for you, man. The mic is wet. Gary definitely gave me monkeypox. Today's show is all about distractions. Okay? Now, Webster's Dictionary defines a distraction as something that takes you away, prevents you from giving your full attention to something else, okay? Now, that could be a Chinese spy balloon blocking your satellite dish so that you can't watch that movie Wonder with Owen Wilson and the kid with the fucked up nose. Who's seen it? Great movie. Could also mean an exotic dancer showing up to your son's t-ball game despite you telling her you just want to be friends and that the cash was a gesture. Okay, a distraction could also mean, could mean a myriad of things. It could be you trying to do your best despite your wife and what she thinks about the way you do things. I'm talking about my wife, Robin. Give it up for my wife, Robin, real quick. I asked her for some beef jerky the other night, and she told me to go fuck myself. We're all going through it, is my point. A distraction can mean a curveball, okay? Who's had a curveball in their lap before? Raise your hand. A lot of you are lying so far. That's good to see. A curveball can be something that's coming at you, okay, that you don't anticipate. You want to avoid it desperately, despite everything in your power, okay? Curveball could be road rage or a cum shot. My man, I don't know why I looked right at you after I said that, but you've got the hair of someone who's received something that they didn't plan on. Do you know what I'm saying? Have you been through some curveballs or had some curveballs come your way in the last 48 hours?
That mustache right there.
Okay, what are you on right now, I guess, is my next question. What's your name, sir?
Ariel.
Ariel? Arian. Yeah, and how do you spell that?
A-R-Y-A-N.
Okay, I don't think I like your fucking attitude right now, if I'm being perfectly honest. And who's this gentleman to your left wearing a Disney Fantasmic t-shirt? Who are you, sir?
Andy.
See how fucking easy that was? Just give a normal name, Ariel. All right. Andy, what do you do for work?
Elementary teacher.
Give it up. That's not an easy thing to do. Kids are either trying to fuck you or fight you. Yeah, Andy? Well, maybe not in elementary school. All right. I was thinking high school. Elementary school, what are they doing to you, Andy? What are they saying to you?
What are they saying to me?
Okay, let's move on. I feel like the front row collectively is having issues communicating. What about you, my man? Any curveballs in the last couple days you'd like to share?
Nothing in particular, no.
Sure. Well, let's dive a little deeper, if you don't mind. Because the people that usually refuse are the ones that are going through it the most. You pick up what I'm putting down? You got a beard that screams problems, okay? You got a tattoo, so some secrets for sure, no doubt. What is your tattoo showing us right now? What's your first name?
Wesley.
Wesley. And what is that tattoo of, Wesley? Let's pick the sailboat there. What does that mean?
That's where we buried my sister.
Okay, let's move on. I feel like there's something. We'll be right back. Had to take a quick break. You saw that coming. I didn't. God damn, Wesley. Sir, if you can get out of here for this next part, that'd be great. Thank you so much. You got to pee? Yeah, we'll hold. Yeah, a guy like that definitely is taking a shit when he says he's taking a pee. Nobody believes anything's coming out of you that's in liquid form, dude. You know what I'm saying? My man, hold on right there at the door real quick. What's your first name?
Alex.
Alex, and where are you really headed? Let's take a minute because life's throwing you a big curveball right now. A little bit of a curveball, yeah. You're going to go drop a... Okay, so that's what I'm talking about. Go ahead, Alex. May the force be with you. And make sure to wipe. It's tough to remember to wipe. How about you, fellas? You got a lot of gold chains, a lot of goatees, a lot of Fu Manchus in this corner. Oh, man, I like your gold necklace. What's your first name? Jose, what do you do here in Los Angeles?
I'm here visiting.
Okay, so, well, other than fucking up the show, Jose, where are you, what do you do, where are you coming from?
From Houston.
Houston, give it up for Houston real quick. That's enough. Jose, what do you do in Houston that brought you to Los Angeles?
It's boring there.
It's boring in Houston. What, do you have a job? What does that job consist of? So when you, let me break it down, Jose. So let's say you wake up Okay. Okay, this table is in a fucking mess. Let's just... All right. The last time I talked to a table of Mexican gangbangers and their beers fell over, I got my ass kicked in a Denny's parking lot. And that's not happening tonight. Thanks for coming out, Jose. My man right here, what's your name?
David.
David, what's your curveball?
I got put in handcuffs by the cops when I was not expecting to.
Well, what the fuck did you do, Dave?
I was with a client, and we were drinking and smoking in public, essentially.
Great. Can anybody top that fucking fortune cookie of a tale? Jesus Christ, David. What about that made you think you should say it out loud right now? The fuck out of here. Any bigger curveballs? I'm talking about a life conundrum. Something that you go, God damn it, I didn't see that coming. Yeah, right here, sweetheart.
I got lost at sea once.
Okay. See how fucking easy that was, Dave? She fell off a ship in front of her family. What kind of a ship was it?
It was a kayak.
It was a kayak. Okay, now I feel like this is more embarrassing than what Dave just said. Why in God's name were you on a kayak in 2024? Where were you kayaking to?
It was the Nepali coast.
In the Nepali coast? All right, money bags, chill. Trying to relate, having a tough time. You're talking Farsi and Narnia up here. The Nepali coast is where, Italy?
It's in Hawaii.
All right. I don't like your fucking attitude right now, if I'm being perfectly honest. That's 2-for-2 attitude adjustments that are needed. What's your first name?
Somebody died.
Somebody? Okay, well, fucking open with that instead of I went kayaking in Hawaii. Do you know what I'm saying? If we were to check the game tape, this story did not start off in your favor. Someone died on a kayak?
They died on land.
Well, can I be honest? This story fucking sucks. But that's not your fault, because we've all been where she's at right now. You start talking, right? You want to share with the group. And then halfway through you go, shouldn't have done it. Anybody else? I'm looking for a bigger curveball, something that really... Yeah, my man up front in the middle with the mustache.
Cancer.
We'll be right back. We're going to keep it right here. My man, what kind of cancer? Do you mind me asking?
Nasal pharyngeal carcinoma.
Nasal? I think you made that up, player. You blew your nose too hard? What'd you... No, I'm for real, because the audience didn't laugh, so now I got to get sincere. What? You had nose cancer?
Yeah, lots of cocaine.
Lots of cocaine. Okay, now... Oh, Alex, welcome back. Right on cue. Now, Alex, forgive me, but were you wooing for cocaine or nose cancer? Alex, are you a fan of the snow powder, the booger sugar? Yeah, well, we know sugar for sure, Alex, yeah. Now, okay, hey, chill, it's a Tuesday. Let's all take a step back and think about what we're doing here. Well, you're in recovery, you're in remission. Did you chemo out all that cocaine nose cancer away? Yeah, and now you're good to go? And what do you do for work where cancer's not getting in the way?
Logistics.
Well, good for you. All right. Well, you're a survivor, and I'm a big fan of that. Give it up for this motherfucker, huh? That's a big deal. That's more than you can say. You know what I'm saying? That's more than Dave can say. Dave's like, I survived a few friendships after my fucking story about getting caught with pot. Who's this guy? What's your curveball, sir? Your friends keep pointing to you.
Yeah, I thought I might have been on a real jury, and turns out it wasn't.
You thought you were on a real jury, and it turns out that you weren't.
Yeah, who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Well, why don't you come on up here and explain your fucking story? Let's make some noise for this motherfucker, whoever. Wow, okay, I think this is Ronald Gladden from Jury Duty. Guys, give it up for this guy who's dealing with a huge curveball. Let's make some noise for him. Come on up, Ronald. You can come this way. Okay, here he comes. Take your sweet ass time, player. There you go. Come on up. Grab that mic, baby. Yeah. Wow, good to see you guys. Ronald Gladden. Let him hear it, huh? What does your shirt say, Ronald?
Snoopy, obviously. It's a given.
Let's go. Okay. You a big fan of the Snoop?
Yeah, I love Snoopy. Who doesn't like Snoopy? Silly question.
What if you just punched me in the face after you said that? Now, Ronald, it's true. You were on a show where everyone was trying to solve some sort of murder mystery, and you were the only guy that was not in the loop. Is that correct?
That is 100% correct.
Well, I got to be honest. Balloons dropping is maybe the scariest thing you can witness. That's who? That's a curveball.
Looks like three.
And we're going to rise above it. Together. Dave, we're going to do what, Dave?
Rise above it.
All right. Ronald, how do you get on a jury, first of all? Because I've gotten out of many jury duties. You know what I'm saying? Every time I get that notice, I'm like, you can suck my dick with this bullshit. It's always some, you know, hit and run or a bicycle, you know, cop mishap or some Jamba Juice attack.
That's a solid question. I feel like they wanted me from the get-go, so I don't know.
Right. Now, have you been on trial yourself? Have you been to a courtroom?
He said, obviously never.
Yeah, for sure. Did you feel betrayed by the rest of the people on the trial?
The shenanigans were evident.
Nice use of the word shenanigans, by the way. Yeah, did you, at what point did you go, oh, I think somebody's up to no good here, and I gotta reassess, because we're talking about curveballs, Ronald, and it feels like you were dealt a pretty big pile of bullshit, right?
That is one way to put it, yeah.
Sure. Okay, Ronald, are you, where are you from?
Oregon.
Let's go. Anybody from the PN Dub?
We got two.
You got two, yeah. Oh, they came with you. And what brought you to Los Angeles, Ronald?
The beautiful weather, obviously.
Yeah, you love it. Do you have a girl in your life? Oh, we don't know. Should we give her a call? Who's this that you're referring to?
No, we should not.
Yeah, okay. Did the trial, did all the exposure and the publicity kind of give you like a new lease on life? People now know and want to fuck with Ronald, is that right?
Yeah, it's pretty weird. You know, it's whatever. I'd prefer if it wasn't.
Sure. Yeah, it's a lot of hoopla that's maybe unnecessary. Do people call you Ron ever or Ronnie?
All the time.
Yeah.
Prefer not.
Okay, so you're Ronald.
Nailed it.
But when you're...
You asked.
But when you're Ron, is that like some alter ego if you get too fucked up? And no. Follow-up question, what are you on currently, Ronald?
Well, we are at a comedy show, yeah. Phil.
Yeah, okay.
Do you mind if I call you Phil?
No, I prefer it, actually. Yeah. Ron, so Oregon's got what going on for them?
Weather.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Aren't they known for their marijuana and their, what do they have, like a surplus of, what is it? Dave, what is Oregon known for again? They got a bunch of what?
Mushrooms.
There it is. Fucking Dave finally chimes in with something we can all chew on. Dave, are you on mushrooms currently? Unfortunately not. Ronald, have you done mushrooms before?
Not in a while.
Not in a while, yeah. Last time I did them, I got peer pressured. My buddy was like, do mushrooms. I was like, fuck that noise. And then he goes, come on. I was like, let's do it. I didn't look at it from that angle. Shrooms can get you into trouble, right, Alex? Alex, you got a question for Ronald Gladden from jury duty?
If you do have shrooms, are you going to share them?
Okay. If given the opportunity.
Now, Ronald, you're doing a lot of creepy winking here tonight.
It's one guy.
Now, you brought a group of friends. You always travel in packs because I feel like coming out of a trial, nerves are probably running high. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't trust any of you. Absolutely.
Oh, for real? I would say coming...
Nobody.
Yeah, so you're on the defensive when you meet a stranger, yeah?
Yeah.
So even me right now, you're probably like, what's this guy up to, huh?
Well, it's all right. You have a doctorate, so it's pretty cool.
I have a doctorate, yeah. But what if I just fucking did that shit? All right, give it up for Ronald Gladden, everybody. Let him hear it, huh? You're a fucking legend. Keep it going. I love you. You're amazing. I fucking love you. One more time for this legend, huh? He's trying to figure life out one footstep at a time. Now, guys, I needed that, okay? I needed a real boost. Before we get into tonight's show, it's been a long fucking week. I don't know if you've seen where I've been and what I've been up to. Steven, let's just hit him real quick with what my week's been like. I think they know exactly what's been happening.
Law enforcement has seized over 454 million lethal doses of fentanyl. during this border mission. Governor Abbott has said that the federal government has broken the pact between the United States federal government and the states.
Remember that? Remember when I did that and it went viral? Yeah, I had to go down to the border, fuck some shit up. Now, look, I needed a mood boost, okay? And that's why we're here. Are we going to have the greatest fucking night of our lives tonight? I think we are. I think we have to, okay? Take your headphones off, open your hearts. But before we do that, I got a special friend here tonight because I'm trying to fill up my life from both ends, okay? And I like to celebrate life in its purest form. And I got a friend tonight celebrating a birthday. And I'd like to give him a quick shout out. He's got awards out the yin yang, Billboard Music Awards, American Music Awards, MTV Video Music Awards. He plays bass in maybe the biggest rock band of all time. Let's put a spotlight on him right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the bass player in Guns N' Roses, Duff McKagan. Let him hear it right now. Let him fucking hear it. There he is, baby. Duff, stand up and take a bow, you fucking sexy piece of shit. Look at this guy right here. I love you. I love you. And I would leave my wife for you, Duff. And that's a true story. Are you guys ready to have a great time tonight? Make some noise. I'm going to need you to do better than that. Get fucking loud. We're going to take a quick commercial back. We'll be right back with Bill Burr. Make some noise. Here we go.
Looking to budget your food expenses this February? Hi, I'm Adam Ray, and I like to eat. We all do, because you're a human being, and it helps you live and survive and fill up your body so you can make love to whoever you find on the street. Save big and eat great this season with America's Best Value Meal Kit. I'm talking about EveryPlate. Their meals are cheaper than your average fast casual meal, so get rid of the takeout. Save money while still enjoying fresh, satisfying meals. So the easiest way to eat affordably. I've been messing with EveryPlate for a hot minute now. And I'm digging it because they minimize all my trips to the grocery store. I never know what I want. I'm always meandering around the aisles like, should I get cereal? Should I get meat? And this way, you can have meals ready in 6 simple steps. Okay, every plate is quick and easy. They got recipes, cleanup options, and options that can get you food in 30 minutes or less, which helps everyone because we're all trying to... Time is money, baby. They plan the meals and deliver them pre-portioned with the ingredients right to your door so you can spend less time meal prepping and more time on you because you matter. You can count on every plate to make mealtimes easier without compromising on quality, okay? Every plate recipes include only the highest quality ingredients, including sustainably sourced seafood that meets the Monterey Bay Aquarium seafood rankings. Didn't know that that was a thing, but you know what? It sounds legit because Monterey Bay has the best aquarium, and if you want to eat who they... Okay. So you know that your meals are going to be fresh and flavorful because they're coming from a place that's nearest to the sea. Make the sustainable choice this February. Every plate offsets 100% of their delivery emissions, and their meals have a 31% lower carbon footprint on average than supermarket meals of the same portion. Plus, nearly all the packaging materials are curbside recyclable in most areas in the U.S. Now, you have better things to do than worry about what's for dinner, okay? You got to worry about what the kids are doing, who they're doing, if they're vaping, what flavors of vape. You know, are they playing Halo, Fortnite? Are they putting their hands in their pants? Is someone else putting their hands in their pants? Every plate provides plenty of delicious variety with 26 tasting, affordable recipes that change every week. So it's easy to find something flavorful and satisfying for every meal of the day. You can also customize recipes to your liking by swapping proteins and sides or adding a protein to a veggie dish. Plus, you can add even more delicious options to your order with over 25 convenient sides. Breakfast items, lunch, snacks, desserts, and more, okay? It's time for you to start getting involved with EveryPlate. Right now, get a meal starting at just $1.49 plus $1 steaks for life by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering the promo code 49about. Subscription must be active to qualify and redeem $1 steaks. Again, that's everyplate.com/podcast and entering promo code 49about. To get meals for $1.49 plus dollar steaks for life. Everyplate.com/podcast. Promo code 49about. Start doing it. Feel better. Live better. Eat better. EveryPlate.
You know, for years I've been trying to have kids. My doctor always told me, Tony, you're too old. Your cum's weird. I don't really know what the first thing I'm going to do with the second, but I listened. He's my doctor. I became real depressed about that, you know? Stole my friend Robbie's boat, ate as many chicken nuggets as I could in a day, picked up the bass clarinet. I don't even like music. Then I found Cepadendrin, the first ever pill designed to help men have babies without ejaculating. All you do is penetrate procreate. It's the best thing since sliced bread. Or, you know, dating a girl that wants to bring another girl into the bedroom out of nowhere. You're like, whoa, Rachel and Teresa. This is too much. But no, it's not too much. I'm ready for this. I've been waiting around for it. Surprised you didn't bring it up earlier. Sepidendrin is the greatest pill known to man. All you do is penetrate and procreate. That's it. I'm going to have as many babies as I can before I die in 6 days.
Ask your doctor if your heart won't explode during sex. Sepidendrin should not be taken orally, but should be taken after sundown and near Rosh Hashanah. Side effects may include nausea, fatigue, babies, leakage, anal leakage, hard pee, zits, big zits, new pubes, friends you meet randomly at a holiday party and only see twice a year, but who message you constantly on Facebook with, "What's up?" or "Yo, how you been?" Do not take Sepidendrin if you have herpes, gonorrhea, gingivitis, or still talk about how good of a high school baseball player you were. Stop taking Sepidendrin and call your doc right away if you experience blurry vision or stanky ass farts.
I take that pill. I use it every night. They're a good sponsor. Give it up one more time for Sepidendrin, huh? For making everybody feel a little bit better about their day to day. My first guest, you guys, you know him from his countless specials, okay, Comedy Central, HBO, Netflix. You know him from his debut film as a director and starring in Old Dads on Netflix, as well as the animated film Leo on Netflix. He's arguably the greatest comic of all time, and I love him. He's my personal favorite, and he's here right now. Are you guys ready for your first guest here on the Dr. Phil Live Show? Make some noise, Comedy Store. I think you can do it. Give it up right now. Make it loud for the one and only Bill Burr.
Got some production value here, huh?
A couple of balloons.
Yeah, this whole business is shrinking. Not your budget, huh? Old Dr. Phil, grandfathered in. You still have mostly PAs working on this show, you piece of shit?
Sorry,
it's raining out. I don't mind if it's like snowing and cold, but something about rain, it goes right to the bones, you know?
Yeah, the rain hits you harder. It's like, yeah. It's kind of like that old aunt or grandma that's like, you've gained weight, and you're like, well, fuck you, bitch.
It's funny. I was thinking that too. Yeah. It's like how your wife argues, where you have to stay on topic and her everything. They can just cut you to the bone, and then an hour later be like, oh, sorry about that. Sorry, I just ripped your soul out and showed it to you. It's just, I was upset. I'm a passionate person. And I'd like you to take me to the movies. That's how it works.
That's a good impression. I'll do an impression of my wife to combat that.
Okay.
Hey, sweetheart, where you been? Fucking making you money to buy more fucking drapes. I don't know. That's all I got. Yours was better.
And then you know what she says? What does she say? You're going to throw that in my face?
Yeah, don't rub it in. I'm like, well, then don't.
Except in your house, it echoes. You're going to throw that in my face? Face?
I do have a big house.
You
He's right.
How hard it is to make all these beds.
I spent all weekend cleaning the sheets, and picking up all your dirty condoms. No, we don't wrap it up. But Bill.
Oh, come on. You don't think Phil goes raw with that cop mustache?
You have to. I haven't used a condom in probably 30 years. Who still uses condoms? Make some noise. Jose? How about Houston? Houston wrapping it up? Not with that fucking Fu Manchu. Look at that guy. He's got pubes drizzling on his fucking lip right now. All right, we'll cut this out. Bill, it's good to see you again.
Yeah, you don't want to hurt your ratings in Houston. You don't want to
Yeah. Well, Houston's a hub for a lot of fun stuff. The national
Fat people.
Do you think the fattest
people... Dude, they won it 2 years in a row. They won the most obese city... That's like a dynasty, because usually your champions die within the next 12 months. It's really hard to repeat, but they did it. Not like the Lakers. They didn't go buy a bunch of fat people to win another one. They fucking did it home, the old school way.
Yep.
The old school way. Truth hurts.
What is it about the Midwest that's so fucking fat? Like, do they just love food more than we do? Do they appreciate snacks more?
They don't have any water. They can't go swimming afterwards. They're just landlocked.
Root beer is their water, right?
I don't know what it is. You just sort of walking through cornfields, you get lost. You get scared before you burn calories. I think that that's what it is.
It's got to be what it is. Yeah, I remember...
Although the meth diet out there is amazing. I mean, those people...
Well, Ozempic is the new meth, I think.
It is. That's where it came from. People like, I want to be in meth shape, but not be on meth. And they were like, got it. And they went to the lab, and they came out with Ozempic.
Yeah, because meth had a rough go for a while. They were like, you can lose all the weight, but also all the teeth.
All the teeth, yeah.
And that was kind of a deterrent.
Well, it was also like you were getting a false reading on the scale. You're like, I'm finally in my high school weight. Oh, I don't have my teeth. I still have another pound and a half. How much do teeth weigh? That's something this generation would, well, they just grab their phone. How much do teeth weigh? And then they have the answer.
Siri, how much? Yeah, I don't use Siri. Because she's always, you know, she's never right. I'm like, Siri, what's the last thing David Duchovny starred in? And she's like, I don't know. Why don't you ask me some real facts like global warming or, you know.
Oh, that she finds you too simplistic?
Yeah, Siri just, you know, I don't know. I got the update, so.
Oh, she has more of an attitude now?
Oh, Siri's kind of a cunt. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
I love that series David Duchovny did, Californication.
Yeah.
Like, I was supposed to feel bad for him that he's this middle-aged guy fucking hot chicks. Like, I just can't find love. I just keep banging models. It's just like, yeah, I feel for you, buddy. It's got to be difficult. They did, like, four seasons of it.
Yeah.
Some monotone guy, too. Like, I always want to see, how did he get him? Like, what is he saying? He, like, lulls him to sleep.
Well, he's got a hot voice, right? There's certain guys that have hot voices. I'm not
his
one.
His voice was like the date rape drug. It just fucking made you, like, pass out. Look at young people. It's so hard to be young now. You have to, care about everything. He said date rape. If I laugh at that, does that mean I approve of rape? Hey, Siri, do the math.
Yeah, grow up. Your parents aren't here. Your dog's not here, probably.
Exactly.
Yeah, do you find that now? Because, I, you know, doing my show, I find that content is king. But, you know, stay with me, Bill. I feel like there's something to be said about pushing the envelope, and you don't give a fuck, you know? And that's why you're back for a second time, because you're still just a giant cocksucker. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, thank you.
In the best way possible.
Yeah,
in the best way possible. I meant that as a compliment.
I was going to say, I knew that was going to a joke, because I was like, Phil's complimenting me here. This can't be real.
No, yeah.
You know? Did your college look like a parking lot? Like
it did.
Like a parking structure?
It did.
Okay.
There was a Wendy's on either side.
And that's where you got your doctorate.
Where did you go to school?
I went to a number of schools.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I went to a lot of them.
You get kicked out?
No.
I don't believe
you. It's just a long, boring story. I didn't graduate till I was like 25. My parents weren't good with money, so I had to like pay for it myself. And then I wasn't doing well. It was bad. It was not a good scene, and I wasn't good at school. Wasn't good at school. Is that even how you say it?
No, that's not a proper sentence at all. Yeah. Right.
No, I just wasn't. I wasn't good at it.
Well,
I thought I didn't like to read. It was just that what they were having me read, I didn't like. And then when I got older, like I just was like, I fucking hate books. That's what I thought. Like, what a stupid thought. I thought I hated books. And then one day I just read one that I liked, and I was like, oh, I actually enjoy this.
And what was
that?
It's
fun to read things that you like. It was Ken Stabler's autobiography from the Oakland Raiders. And he was talking about the redneck Riviera in the Gulf.
Yep.
And how he had his real girlfriend on shore, and he had his side piece out on his houseboat. It was just openly admitting to this. And I was just like, that is the America that I miss. Just dying at 60, drinking and smoking, not questioning anything.
I can't wait for that.
Going in your body, what you're fucking. It was a free time. It was a freer time.
Yeah, the 2020, this generation, I mean, it's tough because everything's taped, right? I mean, you go, you know, you want to walk into a Rite Aid and just buy a couple of, you know, six packs, maybe some Plan B. Everyone's looking at you.
Right. It's all on film.
It's all on film. You want to fucking, you know, you want to go to Hawaii and kayak in peace, but everyone's fucking talking about it, or at least maybe you're bringing it up out of nowhere and bringing the energy down at a comedy show. This woman went on a kayak, Bill, and she lived to tell about it. Have you ever been on a kayak? You don't strike me. Here's my impression of Bill Burr. I'm going to be you, and you be me. Ask me to go on a kayak in Hawaii.
Bill, do you want to go on a kayak with me?
Yeah, yeah. I'd love to go on a fucking kayak. I'd love to go on a fucking kayak. Yeah, these fucking kids. Hey, fucking cell phones and your fucking wives and your... Yeah, just let me fucking... Let me sleep. I didn't go to school.
That all made sense to me.
Not bad. It's not bad. It's not bad. All right. This episode of Dr. Phil Live is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Oh, man. Remember the good old days when you were always ready to go? Well, those days are in the rearview mirror, but you got to increase your performance, get that extra confidence in the bedroom because people expect it. So BlueChew.com is here for you. They are a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablet form, like Flintstones vitamins. Remember those? Remember how tasty they were? Remember getting a boner with those? Me too. And at a fraction of the cost, you can take them anytime, day or night, depending on when you're boning, and plan ahead and be ready when the opportunity arises, no pun intended. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days, okay? The best part, it's all done online. So there's no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Hey, what's that guy doing? Probably can't get his dick up. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the U.S., okay? And they're prepared and shipped directly to your door in a discreet package, okay? So that way there's no weird neighbors or family members going through your shit and being like, what do you need this for? And you're like, stay out of my business, Aunt Karen. Now look, does it work? Do you need it? That's on you, man. Try it for a month and see for free. You're going to love it, okay? You could be missing out on the best sex of your life. You know when you watch those shows on Netflix or Hulu or the Hallmark Channel and people are getting all hot and toasty and a postman shows up and he's like, there's a package for you, but it's actually my penis. Well, you want to be that guy. You want to feel good about yourself. And they always say first impressions are important. What about lasting impressions, huh? They say there's nothing sexier than confidence. Blue Chew can help give you the confidence where it counts, in the balls. So what do? How do you do it? Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. So discover all your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it is what we're telling people to do. And we got a special deal for our listeners right now. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code Be Right Back at checkout. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Be Right Back, and pay just $5 shipping. BlueChew.com, promo code Be Right Back to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And again, thank you for trying Blue Chew because, hey, the other person on the end of you is going to also be pumped. Today's episode of Dr. Phil Live is sponsored by Prize Picks. What is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. 3 million members. We are the easiest and most exciting way to play DFS. It's just you against the numbers, baby. You pick more than or less than on a 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. It's demon time on Prize Picks. You can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000. Demons and goblins are the newest and most exciting way to play at Prize Picks. Squares marked with the red demons or the green goblins get you different payouts. You can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. Do you want to play alongside some of Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and comedian Andrew Schultz? Well, you can now find community plays under the promos tab of the app to view entries from some of the biggest names in the Prize Picks community each week. Prize Picks even offers injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of the players gets injured. For football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, the player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with an insurance policy. What's that? Is it simple to play? Is Prize Picks simple to play? Yeah, man. I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds, okay? Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Prize Picks offers weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday. Each Tuesday, Prize Picks discount select player projections up to 25% to provide even more value. And Prize Picks now offers Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account this football season. Guys, the big game is right around the corner. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to turn every game-changing moment into 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000. What? $10 into $1,000. That's a lot of money. Players and stat types you're selecting highlight your winnings from Prize Picks. How fun and simple the experience is of playing the game. Look, This week on Prize Picks, I'm selecting Stephen Curry for more than 29 points and Nikola Jokic for more than 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis for more than 2 blocks, and Damian Lillard for more than 4 three-pointers made. Okay? That's what I'm doing. What are you doing? Well, go figure it out. Go to prizepicks.com/BeRightBack and use the promo code BeRightBack for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/BeRightBack and use promo code BeRightBack for a first deposit match up to $100. Huh? How easy is that? Yeah, I know. You're welcome.
Bill, I got to tell you, you coming back was a bold move. And if you guys don't know this, I mean, you know, first of all, it's my favorite comic of all time. So one more time for the legend who's sitting here. It's fine. Take the compliment. We'll move on. But you know what? You've even had your own uphill battle because after our last sit down, I had to send you to the ranch. And I'd love you to go through real quick with me a couple of photos of you at my ranch. It's my reevaluation center. Okay? So Bill spent 4 days in the woods at my ranch, at my Fill Yourself Up with Good Thought. We're still working on the title, but it's a place to rehabilitate yourself. And Bill, you thankfully were very receptive to the idea of growing.
I wasn't for the first 2 days.
I know.
I fought it. Well, I also knew you were filming it, so I had to give you the arc. You know, if I just showed up and just say, wow, Phil, you made a lot of sense, you could just roll credits there. So I was kind of playing along.
You played along, and I appreciate that. So walk me through some of these moments that we were able to capture and not Photoshop.
Well, Jay Leno had just been there, and he left that shirt, so I figured I'd put that on. For some reason, you know, I just got done driving a 1950s convertible, and I decided to leave the gloves on. I decided to leave the gloves on, and...
Well, what I love is that you walked in and immediately said, show me to the woods and give me an axe.
That's right.
All right, next picture, Steven. Now, it's tough to make friends. And, Bill, you've got no shortage of empathy, but what really baffled me about this moment is we don't offer cookies or stuffed animals at the evaluation center, so how the fuck did you get this bullshit in?
Well, you should have checked my luggage. I always bring a little tea set with me, and that teddy bear makes me sleep better on the road. Now, and I would think someone you with your doctorate wouldn't make fun of somebody for showing their sensitive side, you know?
Touché.
Like, what are you trying to hide?
Touché. Well,
I'm really fucking annoyed with you, Phil. I spent 4 days at your ranch. Let's be honest, woke up at your ranch. You're acting like it was voluntary.
He did. We drugged him to sleep every night because we had to. If you want to talk about...
No, I had a great time.
Good.
I had a great time there, you know? It was bald week, and we got 20%.
Well, being sensitive is not an easy task, okay? And I myself, you know, I got a tampon in right now, and I'll prove it. But I think that there's something difficult about meeting people halfway that you've never met. And you got to the ranch, and you stepped out of your comfort zone. Next picture, Steven. And you really... You really went for it, Bill. And
that Ozempic was kicking in, you know? And then, you know, I had a couple of horse tranquilizers. You can see I lost a lot of that.
These are the types of pictures, and I might be in a category of my own, but when I see a guy like this, my first thought is, I wonder what his cock looks like. All right, let's move on. Next picture, Steven. Now, this is... I wasn't around for this one, but... I gotta be honest, this is how we conclude your week at the ranch, is a bear hug.
Yeah, we had like the bear hug.
Yeah.
I gotta admit, you know, it would be nice if you ever let that thing go. The vibe of that thing was it's been there a while, and that it kind of missed the circus. Like, that's how bad your ranch is.
No,
that
he's happy. He's happy.
But why don't you give it a bicycle? I mean, it learned how to do that at the circle.
That was his old life. We're trying to help him improve. He'll see his family.
Does that bear look happy?
Did you really just ask me that right now?
Yeah.
Do you guys see Leo on Netflix where Bill and Adam Sandler? Now, you want to talk about killer combinations. I've never seen you two. I don't know you could be in the same room. That's a lot of firepower.
Well, yeah, mostly him. Yeah, he's amazing. And I got to work a couple of days with him in the booth, which was awesome.
Do you do voices at home? Like, are you one of those guys that's like in the shower, like trying out? Like, I'm going
to
be...
I talk to myself in the shower. I have confrontations with people in the shower, and I rehearse them in the shower. And the echoing of the shower makes me sound like I have authority, and it builds up my confidence.
What was the latest debacle that you found yourself road rage?
Well,
I'm
you just
assuming?
Like the sound bites you'd have. It's like, let me tell you something, you double dipping piece of shit. It's bad enough you're doing that. Don't send a fucking rep out, and I gotta smile and shake your fucking hand. And then my wife comes walking in, like, "What are you? Are you singing to the radio?" It's just like, "Oh no, no, I just gotta. I got a big day. I got a big day ahead of me, and you know."
Yeah, I like to. I don't know. Practicing your rage is a tactic we.
Well, I have to do that because if I don't, I'm gonna curse, and then that gives them the excuse. Then it becomes about that. Well, right. Okay, you know, we stole money from you, but that's no reason to, you know, say those kinds of things. So what you got to do is just like, it's so stupid. You actually have to be polite to people stealing from you, and be like, listen, I think there were some discrepancies, and it's just something that I would like to address. Instead of the old days, you know, that, I mean, that's what lapels were for.
Sure.
It was for whoever you were stealing from came in and grabbed you by them.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
got you in the headlock, start that wooden desk opening and closing the door.
I mean, that's what it
was about. You can't do that. The days of old, like Ice Cube went in with the bat, smashing all the fucking records. You can't do that anymore because it'd be like destruction of property. We have it all on film. But back then, they didn't have that. It was just a bunch of scared white people handing over their wallets. You could strong arm people. You could strong arm people, and that's what's wrong with this country. You can't go into a place of business anymore. Wear known pieces of shit with a baseball bat and scare them into giving you 3% of the money that they stole from you.
Have you seen Oppenheimer?
Oh, Mr. Holland's H-bomb? No, I haven't seen that yet.
Mr. Holland's H-bomb?
I can't never remember the name of movies, so I just...
Well, Oscar season's upon us, Bill, and, you know, for someone who's directed, starred, and been a part of feature films... You strike me as someone that might be fired up about who's even nominated or contending. I myself, you know, I watch movies on the plane. I saw Mission Impossible on a laptop, you know. Coincidentally, I saw Two Girls, One Cup on IMAX.
With the overture?
With the overture, yeah. Well, no, I muted it and put on John Williams' Jurassic Park. Because I wanted to. Sometimes you do something because you feel like it, you know?
No, I get it. No, but that's actually a really creative way to watch it. It's like how fat people eat. You know what I mean?
Go on.
Like, remember when we were kids, it was like a candy bar was a candy bar, ice cream was ice cream. You never had the unholy matrimony, the two of them. But fat people, late at night, were doing that shit.
You know who you are.
Yeah. And these big companies found out about it, and they started doing it and never gave these fatties credit. And they're not going to come waddling out going, hey, I came up with that shit. There's too much shame involved. But they're the ones who did it. Because I had a fat roommate, and the deal with a fat roommate is during the day, you watch them eat. You're like, how the fuck is this person fat? But after midnight, all the questions are answered. You start hearing sounds. Is there a raccoon in the house? What is going on? And one day you have the balls to go down there. And they fucking look up from this bowl of slop. You don't even know what it is. I mean, I would rather walk in on a murder than walk in on a clinically obese person at 2 a.m. Look at Phil. Phil's gonna lose his mustache on that one. You know what? You know why that was funny? That's a fucking true story.
It's a true story.
I had a buddy of mine. He said to me one time, I told him I got a pint of ice cream. This fat fuck, I told this fatty that I had a pint of ice cream, right?
What'd he do?
And he goes, like, oh, yeah, I love fucking buyers. He goes, you ever just leave it out for a couple hours and let it melt and then just drink it like a shake?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and that's what I did. I went like... No. And then he tried to play it off like, yeah, me neither. It's like, you fucking do that shit. That's why you're so fat, your metabolism. This guy's doing Jaeger shots with fucking Ben and Jerry's.
It does sound delicious.
Oh, dude, I mean, there is a way, you know, there is something about, I think about that a lot. The old way of just not questioning and just fucking dropping at 58. Nice fucking heart attack. Just giving into it. Insert? And you just, yeah.
Yeah,
yes,
of course.
Whatever. Pizza? Fuck yeah. Who doesn't like pizza?
Oh, I went to
another one.
I went to a Denny's maybe 48 hours ago, right? And I was like, I'll have the pancakes. And they were like, do you want a cheeseburger on it? I said, sure.
Fuck yeah.
What does it come with? And they go, a hot fudge sundae. I said, on the burger? They go, if you want.
Denny's was my spot when I was a struggling comedian, and I would have a show doing a college gig, and I didn't want to pay. You know, you check out at 2 and then sure. just try to, you know, had an early flight. If I had a 6 a.m. flight, I try to stay out the whole night, so I would go to like a 24-hour Denny's.
What the fuck is a late night Denny's experience like in your
well,
day?
Well, I arrived at one in like fucking Nebraska. I'll never forget. I came in at like 4 in the morning, had a 6 a.m. flight, and I went in there. I was like the only one in there. And I sat down, and I forget what I ordered, and all I remember was Paul McCartney and wings.
Was there?
Was on it. Oh. Was no.
Get the fuck out. Why don't you open with that? So me and Paul McCartney were at a Denny's in Omaha. Okay.
And he was still in a good mood. It was so fucking annoying. It's like, are you ever sad? So, no. Paul McCartney and wings was playing on the radio. And it was going, somebody knocking on the door. Somebody ringing the bell. Somebody knocking on the door, open the door to me. And I fucking looked up, and there was a trucker all the way across, and we looked up at the same time, and our eyes met, and I just started laughing at the ridiculousness of the situation, because he had, like, pancakes with whipped cream, and I had some sort of, like, fucking something with an egg on it. It was just so fucking lonely. And I wasn't laughing at him. I was laughing at, how the fuck did we end up here?
Sure.
You know, do you want me to bring my pancakes over? Or are you going to bring over your Jim Dandy? But he didn't. He took it as like I was laughing at him. And then it was like fucking weird. And I had to try to turn it into a yawn. It was really bad.
Well, that was really sad, Bill, first of all.
Well, you know.
But life is
all
sad.
All they do is they don't make the documentary until you make it. And then it looks like it's fucking great. They got to do it early.
By the way, I'd watch a Denny's documentary tonight. Who do you think, what do you think it would be?
I'm more of an IHOP guy. There was something about that blue roof just made it feel like it was more quality. Denny's, everything was like fucking earth tones and stuff, and it just didn't seem like they cared. Like, yeah. I've never understood the colors of Taco Bell. You know what I mean?
Well, I
Which, by the way, Mexican people, stop saying white people think that's Mexican food. We know it's fast food. There's a drive-thru, okay? We're dumb. We're not that dumb, all right? Not a lot of laughs on that. They think that's like authentic Mexican food. Do you guys think Olive Garden? This is real Italian. Do you really think that? Jesus Christ, I know we're dumb. Give us a little bit of fucking
well,
credit.
Well, you watch your fucking mouth if you're going to badmouth the OG in front of me right now.
Well, here's what I don't understand. Huh?
I'll pay upwards of $45 for never-ending pasta tonight if you want me to.
Oh, you like that?
Never-ending breadsticks? Guess what? You can go there, ask for 10 breadsticks. Finish them and then go, you got any more? And they don't give a fuck. They'll bring them out, we'll shove them right into your fucking pants if you want them to.
Why do you think they don't give a fuck?
Because they care.
No.
Your family. Have you seen the goddamn commercials?
It's poison. They're feeding you poison. Why can you keep eating it? There's no nutrition in it.
Well, you
Phil,
don't believe.
Can I tell you something?
Go ahead.
There's something about your shoes. Are just really bugging me. I mean, you're making like $400 million a year.
Yeah.
And you got these, like, it's like you got them from Anderson Little.
Well, if I knew what that was, I'd laugh harder.
Nobody remembers that.
Quit making up shoe companies.
They can't be all for these fucking young people, you know? Something's got to be for your older crowd. Well, what are you trying to be all fucking hip? You're older than me.
I got to relate somehow, you know? It's tough. I mean, when you're out there...
You look like that astronaut that almost made it, but they decided, like, you know what? We got a lot of money invested in this rocket. Let's try to get somebody a little more of a square jaw.
I know you're trying to insult me, but I'll take that as a compliment. Would you perform
you
on the...
You look like the... here's a really old one.
Go for it.
Oh, anybody used to watch the $6 Million Man? Do you remember the fucking guy with the lab coat?
I mean, yeah, I remember him.
Dead ringer right there.
That's me?
Yeah.
All right, we'll edit in some laughter.
$6 million. $6 million back in the day. Got you 2 fake legs and a fucking fake arm and an eye.
And an eye?
And you could run as fast as a Ferrari. What do you get for $6 million though, huh?
I don't know.
A mid-century with
2 bedroom in Rancho Cucamonga? Yeah. If that. Cucamonga's jacking their prices up. It's all horny MILFs and gay Asians. Now, Bill... All right. It's Tuesday. I mean, look,
this isn't going to air. You know.
No, this is
you
for us.
You only air the weekend shows. You just bring in jerk-offs on Tuesday. I know what I'm doing here.
No, Tuesday is becoming the new Friday. And, you know...
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well,
especially in Los Angeles at the Comedy Store.
We were talking fast food.
Okay.
Does Dr. Phil fuck with TGI Fridays?
Always.
Always? You know, TGI Fridays, when I did a gig in Stockholm, Sweden, during the week it was TGI Fridays. On the weekend, it was the spot. Like, it turned into, like, a nightclub, and all these blue-eyed fucking blonde people came down listening to that fucking, you know, date rape music.
Yep.
Right? And just fucking sinewy and all of this shit in that fucking stupid restaurant. It was hilarious. It's why you travel.
Yeah, I mean, look, I wouldn't go far for a TGI
Fridays.
They have
orgies at Applebee's in Portugal.
You're acting like this is new information for me. Now, I've never been in an orgy, but I feel like I'd be a little weird about it. You know, I feel confident as much as I can in my day-to-day, but if I walk in and everyone's inside of each other, I feel like I'm going to say something. I'm going to put my foot in my mouth.
I feel like you would ask too many questions.
I think
that's one of those things where you just got to kind of roll with it or gracefully leave.
Let's play out a scene. You're one of many, okay? Let's say it's me, you, Jose, Dave, and the kayak bitch.
All right.
And let's say we're all hanging out.
We're gangbanging her.
We're all gangbanging. Everyone's swapping juices and stories.
You're not in the room yet.
I'm getting ready to come in.
All right. Right?
So you don't have to act out anything unless you want to do something to that balloon. But I'll just... So, Bill, everyone's hanging out.
All right, wait a second. No offense. Not that I only get blown by white women. This is not... I'm not trying to be racist with this fucking balloon for all you people. So I'm getting ahead. Oh, my God. It's fucking amazing. I've always wanted to get head while there was four other dicks in the room. I mean, this is one of the most heterosexual things. I've never understood the two-on-one with another guy. It's just like, what is the advantage of twice the dicks and balls in the room? I don't understand. What are we doing here? This is going in the wrong direction. We want another vagina, right?
Are you running for office?
I could run for office. And if elected... Everyone gets an extra vagina.
All right, so you're getting head.
I'm getting head. I'm laying back.
Jose,
right, shutting my eyes, trying not to hear the slapping of all that other meat in the room.
All right, let me set the scene. Jose's like, hey, Houston has better boobs, right? And Alex is like, hey, who's got cocaine? And she's like, I once was on a boat. And then Dave's like, I got arrested for weed. And then I'm going to walk in, ready? And here's why I don't think...
Here comes a hard-on killer right here. What do you say, Phil?
Hey, did you guys want sun chips now or later? See, I panicked.
Look at it. See what happened?
I panicked. I went right to snacks.
See what happened? Her head came up and she looked over at you like, who the fuck added this guy to the goddamn thing? There's always one.
There's always one. Yeah.
There's always one. That's why you never have a six-on-one. Five... is the five is the limit.
No, we got the point after the first time you said it.
Is that hair system ever going to work for you? I mean, Bill, they said you had the proper donors. It's just not growing. You don't have a green thumb when it comes to hair plugs.
Is that some new fucking slang that you just made up? What's a green thumb mean?
Green thumb is like if you're good with in the garden.
What are you talking about right now?
Listen. I like how when you don't know something, you fucking snob, you start yelling at me. Because I get it. You're Dr. Phil. You're not a doctor. You're on television. You have groupies. You're fucking whores. Stop acting like you're a professional.
I don't think anyone's ever been in a garden, stuck their thumb in a cucumber, and been like, this is a cool thing I should say later in a comedy show. That's what I'm fucking talking about. Now, look, I appreciate you being...
Hey, what about Dr. Oz running around in his scrubs like he just got out of the fucking operating room? Like he wasn't backstage getting makeup on?
No, that guy's not real to me. Also, you can't be named after, you know, a fictional deity, you know?
I know, that's kind of weird, right?
I think of Oz, I think of,
Dr. Middle Earth.
Yeah.
What's the prognosis? Dr. Ouija board?
Speaking of which, have you done a Ouija board ever? I just did one with my kids. That shit fucking... Woo. Couple of pot brownies and a Ouija board later, I was like, I guess I'm dying on a Friday. In Rancho Cucamonga, of all places. No, but it tells you your fortune, but you don't want to know. You know, you're always like, what's going on? Tell us. And the Ouija just kind of moves your hands around. It's all bullshit, though. Everyone's just pushing on it.
What kind of questions do you want?
Say it again.
How am I going to do on sweeps week? Do you keep it about like
the industry? Important questions, you know. Is Elon Musk going to, you know, run for president? You know, I don't know.
Oh, that guy. Jesus. Why would you listen to someone with a laminated face?
I don't know.
I'm sick of these nerds getting makeovers acting like they got pussy in fucking high school. You didn't.
You
right?
didn't. Yeah, I
you
get that.
You had to make $1 billion for a chick at Hooters just to look at you.
Well, let's ask him. Elon, come on out right now. No, he's not here. But if he was here, you know what I'd say to him? I'd say just that. I'd be like,
why don't you fucking update the suspension on your car so
exactly.
it can go 0 to 60 faster than a fucking motorcycle? That's probably a smart thing to do.
Do you remember when they had the Uber cars that could drive themselves? Like four
oh,
people.
And the people died. Yeah,
yeah
it was
there was like a
great.
65-year-old woman that crashed into an Arby's. And
that's fantastic.
He didn't even apologize. He could have come out and been like, I'm so sorry. I don't do impressions, but you know what he sounds like.
That's his soul.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't have sympathy for people that, like, okay, we're going to the first car that's supposed to drive itself. You're going to do that on the highway?
Yeah.
Like, shouldn't you be in, like, the salt flats in Utah in case it does some weird shit?
Totally. Test it out Looney Tunes style.
Yeah, you're just going to go down the fucking highway. It's irresponsible. I don't know. I think it's great. I don't know. I like watching people die in dumb ways.
Which was my next question. What's your favorite way to watch somebody die that's hilarious?
No, if they haven't had kids yet, we dodged a bullet.
Okay, so...
They died before they made more dumb people.
What's the funniest way you've seen someone die?
I like just people like thinking they're Dr. Doolittle and going out in the woods and fucking with animals and just getting mauled and eaten or just like people fucking swimming in the ocean. Like, I mean, are there not enough pools?
We don't know 97.
There's so many they literally have lap pools. Nope, I got to be that guy that swims in the fucking ocean. And then what happens?
We don't know, Bill, 97% of what's underwater. Did you know that?
No, because I have no interest in it.
Well,
get it.
Because I just made that
up.
I'm
not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Same thing with outer space. You're like, you know how many fucking Earths are out? No, I don't. It does not concern me. I'm going to stay right here. I am a land dweller, and I like being in cities. I like to be... And I'm not preparing for an apocalypse. I want to be one of the first to die. Okay? I don't want to be here to rebuild it, fucking cooking a skunk on an open fucking fire that I started... with my iPhone flashlight. I'm not doing that. I want to be like, over. Fucking over.
Fair enough. I'll relay the message.
Yeah.
I do think the moon would be a cool place to do stand-up. Let's say Elon Musk gets his shit together and goes, hey, Joe, come on up to the moon for a couple weekends of stand-up comedy. Because you performed everywhere, the Garden. You just performed in Athens, Greece, didn't you?
And you know what they all have in common?
What?
They have an atmosphere. I'm not going to perform somewhere where there's no air. When the regular person goes, you die. Space shuttle did fucking fine, right? And then a teacher gets on it. No, the whole crew has to be astronauts. Everyone has to know what they're doing.
I will agree with you on that.
The chain is only as strong as the weakest link. You don't have 6 astronauts and a fucking comedian. We just sold 3 shows at a Funny Bone. And there's a weird vibration, and I don't know that it's weird, so I don't relay it to the fucking guy in time. And then we burn up.
Yeah, because you don't know what the fuck you're doing up there.
That's what I was trying to say. You didn't have to try to insult me with my own point. Yeah, you know what the fuck you're doing up there? Like, you're an astronaut?
Well, I play Halo.
You know what?
I mean, I know something about... decision making.
You know, I feel like when it rains like this, your balls hang extra low and you get even crankier.
Welcome back to No Shit, starring Bill Burr. Yeah.
Hey. Listen, all of this anger has nothing to do with me. It's his failing marriage that...
I'm fine.
That He doesn't want to lose half his shit. She doesn't want to lose her meal ticket. It's like, you know what you have to do to come off as angrier than me? I mean, this is like amazing.
Yeah, you seem fucking perfectly fine. I do.
You,
I think
you're dressed like you're going to tell an old woman that her claim was denied.
You're going to make my mustache fall off, Bill.
Yeah. Go to the Olive Garden, eat your breadsticks and not even care.
If you say one more bad thing about the Olive Garden, I'm going to Will Smith you in the fucking face. Now, I won't do that because I'm not a big violent guy. As much as I say I love to play those shoot 'em up games, I'm a softy, Bill. I cry a lot. What's the last movie you cried at?
Barbie. No, actually, and I haven't seen Barbie. You know, my wife went to go see it. She goes, I go, I thought we were going to go see that. She goes, no. She goes, you're too misogynistic to go to that movie with. And she went by herself. And I couldn't get mad because she was right. I was just like, yeah, I'm not going to.
Well, what's more your cup of tea? I mean, like, you know.
You know what I saw that I fucking loved? I saw a movie called Anatomy of a Fall.
What's that about? Who's seen it?
The writing and the performing in it is fucking incredible, and it's so real the way that it ends. I love it. I love it. A lot of people are like, I don't fucking like the ending. It made me think. My brain hurts. I like movies like that. It's half in French, half in English. It's just go watch it. I like not knowing what shit is about. Ever since The Crying Game, you know? Like,
right.
People was like, they didn't say what it was about, and all of a sudden that dick came out of nowhere. It's like, wow, you know? It was a nice surprise.
Yeah, if you're going to show a penis in a movie, it's got to be out
yeah,
of nowhere.
Yeah, like, that's why the full Monty was like, you knew what was coming.
Yeah, or Boogie Nights. You're like, just waiting for the dick.
Or Speed 2. You knew she was making it to the island. They showed it in the whole fucking trailer.
Whoa, haven't seen it. Come on.
No, it's in the trailer.
Haven't seen Speed 2. Take it easy, Bill.
It was in the trailer. The whole fucking thing was, we got to keep the boat going this fast or we're going to die. First of all, they're out in open water, so it's like, all right, well, this isn't too bad. Like, what are we going to hit out here? Like, how much money did they make with the bus one? Now it's on a boat, all right?
I would love to see a show where Bill just critiques old films like,
all right, we got Air Bud. Oh, so the dog plays fucking football now?
We'll be right back. We're going to keep it right here.
No, I do like, there's a lot of older movies that I like, you know? So, I mean, don't fucking put me in there like I'm screaming at movies. Listen, just because you're an angrier cunt than I am, you know?
Now, that's a show I'd watch.
What, angrier cunt than I am?
Or shorten the title, just angry cunt.
Angry cunt?
And we go around the world and we find people that are angrier than us.
There you go. And you pitch.
And we fix them.
You call it angry cunt and you pitch it to the BBC.
Yep.
Right?
It's got to be BBC.
That word doesn't mean anything over there.
Right. There's not. Yeah. They say it in Australia all the time. It's like a term of endearment.
Yes, it is.
I was in an Uber. The guy was like, four stars, you cunt. And I was like, well, someone just talked themselves out of an Olive Garden excursion. And then I found out they use it all the time, you know? Yeah. All right, moving on. Thanks, Bill.
I thought there was going to be a point.
Not everything has to have a big.
Well, when I don't have a point, all of a sudden you start insulting me. You know, you don't play with a fucking, you know, fair deco, however that expression goes.
Here's what I love about you, Bill.
You don't love anything about me. I'm just another person that you can dump your sad life on. I don't even take you seriously. You're a fucking cartoon to me.
Again.
I like how you guys are feeling bad for fake Dr. Phil. Like, oh my God, you hurt his fake feelings. I will tell you this. It's an incredible makeup job, but there is a sad clown underneath all of that. I will tell you that right now. You don't even want a fucking, oh my God. Never pick up the phone when Adam calls at 2 a.m.
Bill, I hear what you're saying, and I'm going to move on.
This episode of Dr. Phil Live is brought to you by Factors. Ooh, baby, Factors delicious, ready-to-eat meals make my mouth water and every day easier because, look, wherever tomorrow takes you, you want to be ready with pre-prepared chef-crafted and dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door, okay? It's tough going to the store or figuring out what to eat for dinner, but with Factor, you'll have over 35 different options a week to choose from, including keto, calorie-smart, vegan, plus veggie, and more. And there's even more to enjoy with over 55 nutrition-packed add-ons that help make your weekly meal planning even more delicious. What are you waiting for? I don't know. Go right now. Get it. Start getting it. Get it, man. Get started today and have your week feeling good with meals ready to go. They've got two-minute meals, okay? Fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are. They've got snacks, smoothies, and more. Wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. You want to save? You want to sign up? You got to do it, man. We've done the math, okay? I've done the math. X over Y equals fucking do it, man. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious, so you don't have to calorie count. We've done it for you. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, upscale options done easily. Is it flexible for your schedule? Yeah, dude. Okay? Get as much or as little as you need by choosing 6 to 18 meals per week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. With Factor meals, there's no prep. There's no mess with the meals. They're 100% ready to heat and eat. And there's no prepping, no cooking, or cleanup needed. Okay? So how do you get going with this? Well, you go to factormeals.com/BeRightBack50 and use promo code BeRightBack50 to get 50% off. Holy hell, that's insane. That's factormeals.com/BeRightBack50 to get 50% off. Sounds good to me. Fucking do it. Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Thanks for watching this episode of Dr. Phil Live. Let's take a quick second and thank one of our newest sponsors for today's show, which is Sheath Underwear. Sheath Underwear. Man, they make some comfortable boxer briefs that I've ever worn. I'm telling you, if you're sick of boxers that are too loose or briefs that are too tight, Sheath is the underwear for you. Okay, I'm wearing a pair of Sheath underwear right now as I speak. Prove it! I'm not going to do that, Dad, but I'm wearing a pair of Sheath, and I love them. And every time you hear me talk about underwear, it's going to be Sheath, okay? It's the only underwear I own. It's the best. You got to get a pair. Get more than one pair. It'll change your life. It's the most comfortable boxer briefs you'll ever put on your body. And I'm telling you that right now, because I'm telling you that right now. Okay? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Do you understand? Their stretchy fabric is made out of a moisture wicking technology. I don't know what that is, but they're super soft. They keep everything cool and comfortable and right in place. You don't want balls flipping and flapping and flopping around. Okay? Sheath keeps everything contained, tight, fun, loose, cool. You don't want that hot ball sweat. Nobody wants it. Whether someone's going down to have some fun or you're just feeling around because you're a guy. It's particularly useful for staying cool during the summer, which is right around the corner, okay? It's going to be Halloween before you know it. You're going to be working out. You don't want that crazy ball itch. The most unique thing about Sheath underwear is that they have these dual pouches that keep your man parts separate, which prevents things from ball sticking or ball penis sticking. Keeps them right where they need to be, okay? And look, I was a little skeptical, I'll be honest, about the dual pouches, but let me tell you, it's a game changer. And by the way, if you're not into that idea, you don't have to use them. You don't have to wear them like a regular pair of underwear, okay? They'll be the most comfortable pair of boxer briefs you've ever worn in your entire life. Plus, they have brand new materials like bamboo and mesh for even more cooling comfort. How many times have you laid in bed being like, I wish I could have bamboo and mesh on my balls? Well, now you can. Go to Sheath.com and get the most comfortable underwear you'll ever wear. If you use the promo code BeRightBack, you'll also get 20% off your order. That's Sheath.com, Sheath.com, promo code BeRightBack for 20% off your order. Okay? We have new bamboo pairs for men and women that are perfect for all weather conditions. So do it. Start feeling better. Come on.
I think there's nothing you can't do. And so I'd love to play a little game with you, okay? We've got a little bit of time left here, and I appreciate you being here. I truly do.
I don't. Listen, that southern accent, it makes it really sound like you're being sincere, but I don't buy it.
Well, that sounds like a personal problem.
I bet your real voice comes on when you put the fucking hood on.
Jesus is white. How do I know? So, Bill, I think as your career progresses, you know, you've gone from comedian to actor to director. Now you directed Old Dads. You guys seen Old Dads on Netflix? I mean, you fucking...
Thank you so much for watching
it. It, Bill.
It came out during the strike. And I also made a short film that had someone you might know, Adam Ray, is in it, called Soda, starring Club Soda Kenny.
Unbelievable.
I did that during the strike.
Why did you put that together? Club Soda Kenny, your tour manager and a living legend?
Because, so Club Soda Kenny, he's like, hello,
sir.
He talks like that.
Excuse me, mister. I'm not from around here. He just talks like that. So I just, we would be doing gigs,
And I would just start doing this gumshoe thing in his voice when we were driving around town. Like, you know, it was 4:38. The tall drink of water came in. Blah, 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 you know, whatever. And I would just do that, making him laugh. And I said, you know, we should fucking do something with this. We should just do an old school 80s cop movie starring you and just fucking put it out and act like it's a real thing and see what people say.
And they believed it.
And then the strike came and it was, we didn't have anything to do. So we ended up doing that.
Yeah, it's
and
great.
I called this guy Adam Ray up, who did a fucking great job. Gave me like 80 different takes. Incredibly talented person, unlike yourself. He actually he had a lot of depth. I had a great time. Yeah. So that's what I want to continue doing. Is you know, I'm working on something else, and you know, keep making these comedies.
Well, you're a brilliant guy from top to bottom, and you like to give it back. And I feel like at some point, you know, even potentially being a late night talk show host could be in your future. So I'd love to play a game with you, Bill, called
Nobody watches those shows anymore. Why the fuck would you suggest that? You know what I think you would be great at? You know, all the talents, you know, plate spinner. You know, come out on like a variety show.
I do like those guys.
Or maybe do the thing where you come out with the dog and it has the fake jaw.
What is
it's okay.
That?
It's all right. That Ed Sullivan shit. Like, I don't know why you're doing that. You're trying to sabotage my career. I know what you're doing, Phil.
I think you're talented, and I think you're better than the plate spinners. And I know that sounds racist, but I feel like that you're... I feel like you've got more to offer than meets the eye.
That's a show. I know that sounds racist. And it's just people explaining... I didn't know you can't say pot stickers.
Get the fuck out of here.
I don't know, you couldn't. I was in it was a classic white guy, some Asian restaurant. I don't know what style it was. And I go, oh, they got pot stickers here. My wife's like, you can't fucking say it. They stick to the pot. You know, everything that you say. Can I have the ketchup? They're like, you know, that's an old slavery term that meant fucking blah, 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 blah. It's like, does it? I didn't know that. I don't fucking know. You're supposed to say, what was it? Gyoza? I don't.
Gyoza.
Gyozo. I'm supposed to sit there and say, can I have some gyoza? And then the Asian person's looking at me going, look at this fucking idiot pronouncing this shit wrong. And he doesn't care enough about my culture to get it. There's nothing I can do. So now I'm just going to go in there. Like, let me get some of those colostomy bag looking things there.
Yeah, those little meat-wrapped condoms. How about I ask Andy? Andy's an Asian guy with a fantastic sweatshirt on. Andy, can we still say pot stickers?
It's gyoza.
Gyoza.
Okay, so no, we also would have accepted. Jesus fucking Christ, Andy.
Oh, but you heard. It's gyoza.
Message received, yeah.
Subtext. You dumb, dominant culture.
Yeah.
Fuck.
No, I get it.
That's what, I get it.
Well, yeah.
Is that nerve-wracking to have to stick up for all of Asia? Like, you know what I mean? It's just like...
Yeah, that was a lot of pressure.
It's only half the globe.
All right, Bill,
we're judging that whole side of the world on this next answer. You're Asian and you have a dragon on your shirt. Is it like Asian Pride Week? Or do you feel like people aren't going to notice?
Andy, stand up real quick and show everybody your sweatshirt. Do a full 360 for us. Look at this guy, huh? Now, that's the Disney dragon.
And it is what the racist white people watch it. Oh, yeah, and if I have Mount Rushmore in my shirt, I'm a fucking asshole. How come I can't be proud? It's a double standard.
I want to play this game, okay? It's called If Bill Burr Was a Talk Show Host. We're going to put up some topical topics.
Okay.
I'm going to throw you a fun Jay Leno opening monologue joke, and if you want to throw anything in addition to it, we'll have some fun real quick. You guys want to play this real quick? It's going to be a fun game.
Here we go.
All right, we're going to play If Bill Burr Was a Late Night Talk Show Host featuring Dr. Phil. Let's play. All right, that was $42 well spent.
Am I the Ed McMahon and you're Johnny, or is it the? Am I the sidekick?
I'm Johnny and you're Ed.
Okay, I love it.
So we're gonna throw up. I'm gonna lead it, kind of drive the ship.
Yes.
Or kayak, and you're gonna kind of throw.
I love it.
Okay,
I love it.
First image up on the screen, Stephen. Okay, so Hootie and the Blowfish frontman Darius Rucker was arrested in Tennessee for having some weed and mushrooms, Dave. And police became suspicious when he was hooting a blowfish. So that's what I got. And then if you got something to add to that.
I have to add to that. That joke is a teardown. Like, we gotta start, we gotta rebuild that whole house.
All right, we can do a different one. Do you know Darius Rucker? You know a lot of famous people.
I have met him. I don't, you know what was cool about that? Was Donnell Rawlings, when we did the Rich Bitch Chappelle Show tour. Donnell has a really good singing voice, and he can sound just like him, and he used to sing that Hootie and the Bullet, one of those fucking hits.
Only Want to Be With You.
He only want to be with you. I saw him do it in a redneck bar, and he had cowboys almost crying, right? He was fucking killing it. And years later, almost 20 years later, during the pandemic, we're out at Chappelle's, his farm, he's doing his show.
Yep.
And Dave had this after party at this bar. And they had a karaoke machine, and fucking, he's there, Donnell's there, and they sang it together. And it was fucking amazing. They killed it. They killed one of them. Let her cry.
Oh, yeah.
When I be my mother, boo, whatever the fuck it is. And when the sun comes out tomorrow.
Let her be, yeah, I love
yeah,
that song.
Fuck this bitch. I like it. He was just driving away from her. Let her cry. You didn't have to have feelings in the 90s. Let her cry. She'll get over it.
That
it. Yeah. Hey, have the kid, don't have the kid. I'm fucking out of here, either way. Let her cry. Raise that kid yourself.
Let's pull up the next story, Steven.
All right.
So, Bill, there are a couple of stepsisters. I don't know where they're from or where they're going. But they're on OnlyFans, and they're giving away their cereal. They're basically getting into a bathtub with cereal and milk. Have you guys heard about this? And they're giving away the bathwater on their OnlyFans. And I wrote down, to which Tony the Tiger said, oh, fuck. Not bad.
So her asshole is in this fucking cereal that they're then gonna fucking eat. You know what's funny about those same people? If they went out to a Denny's and there was a hair in it, they would send it back.
Next slide, Steven. All right, so this guy lives in Philadelphia, and police charged him with killing a neighbor, his neighbor, after feuding over...
How did he even see him? I mean, look at him. He's fucking squinting to even see the camera.
Yeah, this guy's trying to, like, flex. This is a guy who, like, is not, you know, a super tough guy, but he squints to make himself feel more intimidating.
No, that's what you do in your mugshot. You're trying to give your unrapeable look, your best unrapeable look. If you've never committed a crime, you know, you got to try to look like, you know, you should pick somebody else. No, you know, he's got a giant head, but what you really want to do is look at the shoulders. He's not a big man. He's not a strong guy. So once you get past that rhino fucking horn, I think you could take him down with a front face lock.
Well, you'll be surprised to know, Bill, this guy killed his neighbor for snoring. And so I wrote down, this is another thing deemed illegal by the soft left. If you can't kill a neighbor for snoring, why do we live in a democracy? Okay, I don't know if I should have.
There was a joke there, though.
Yeah, why do we live in a democracy if you can't kill your neighbor over snoring? Dot, 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 and then I put insert laughter in post.
Why wouldn't you just talk about the look of satisfaction? He's daring somebody to say that he did something wrong. You know what it was, dude? Can you imagine?
Yeah.
After he did that, he knows the cops are coming. He knows he's going to get arrested. But before they get there, he just sits in that silence that he wanted so bad. He was willing to throw away the rest of his life. You know he didn't run.
Yeah. No, he stayed right where he was.
Yeah, I bet he was just laying in the yard. Just laying in the yard with his fucking legs crossed. And they were like, do you know anything about this? Yes, I do.
I love that. I respect that.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Next slide, Steven. All right, so Bill, this Alabama mom, she delivered two babies from two uteruses in 2 days. And I wrote down, that's the busiest Taco Tuesday I've ever heard of. Pretty funny.
That's a winner. That's a fucking winner. That makes the show. That's right.
Then I wrote, coupon code TAMPAX for 20% off that disgusting story. Two uteruses, that's twice the amount of periods. The real story here is a husband who never gets a day off. All right, should have stopped after the first one.
I'm thinking about the trick shot of that guy, you know?
Come on.
The shotgun blast of jizz, and it just, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. You see those guys are really good at fucking darts? It's like he did that with his fucking nut. That's amazing. I mean, that's a strong one to end on. Dr. Phil, everybody, come on!
Now, hold up. We got one more special surprise for you, Bill, and then we're going to wrap this baby up. Bill, I know it's been a long time coming for your return to the Dr. Phil Live Show.
I changed my number because of you.
I know.
You don't have the new one. It's fantastic. I'll tell you, you know who has my new number?
Who?
Your wife.
That was funny. We'll keep that in. Now, speaking of ladies I respect and would love you to meet, our next guest and our final guest is someone I think has been wanting to meet you for a long time, and she's got some bones to pick. So before we wrap this up, I'm going to bring her out right now. Are you guys ready for your final guest on the Dr. Phil Live Show?
I'm not.
Please make some noise for Feminist Stacy. Let her hear it right now. She loves women, but she hates Bill Burr. Feminist Stacy.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
That was less applause than Bill Burr. Is it because I'm a woman? Oh, and no chair for the woman either. I guess I'll stand. The patriarchy continues.
Stacy.
I know better.
Yeah, Stacy.
You don't talk to broads like this.
Yeah.
What do you mean broads like this, William Frederick Burr?
You wanted a woman with wide enough hips so she wouldn't die during childbirth, which you're clearly going to do. You got C-section written all over you. Back in the day, God killed women like you. Because he knew what cunts you were.
I'm going to put my notes away. Stacy, you came out here tonight because you've got an agenda and a bone to pick, but also a purpose with your life.
Okay.
She's not scared of you, Bill, and I think that's apparent, but she's...
He called me the C word.
Your breath smells like diarrhea. Back the fuck off. Now, Stacy, I've known you for a long time. Our kids know each other. And I got to be honest, you look like shit. But I respect you for coming out tonight.
I haven't showered recently because that's what the men want me to do.
Dude, this deep invasion of personal space.
Men want me to shave my armpits, guess what?
Oh, God.
Number 99, Luft.
Men want me to shave my pubic hair.
Oh, God.
They want to shave...
All right, Stacy.
Can I start leaving before the guests? Is there a way to do that? Like, every time I feel like I have a good time,
yeah,
you bring up some damaged meth head, and I just don't want to be here.
Stacy, come here for a second. Come here. No, come here. I need to tell you
what?
Something. I brought you out here because I... Come here.
What?
Get away from my guests.
What?
Bill, stay right there.
Jesus, Phil.
No, you can scoot your chair over, but I don't want you leaving. You need to see this, okay?
All right, Dad. Fucking relax. Jesus Christ.
I don't like the tone that you're taking with me right now.
I don't like the tone that you're taking on this stage. I invited you out here in front of my friends and family so that you could prove a point. You could speak up for yourself, and you're doing the opposite of that shit right now.
I've been out here for 2 minutes, Dr. Phil, and you're trying to silence me.
All right, so now it's just us. Don't touch me.
Okay.
No means no. All right?
You're learning. Sorry you had to see that.
It's all right.
So what did we learn here tonight? Yes, no means no. But for generations, women have been silenced, and they need a voice. But tonight, women shall be heard around the world. What do you say, ladies? Ladies, what do you say? Ever since I was a young woman, I grew up with three uteruses. I paced back and forth every day as my mother told me that one day that I would...
What do we learn tonight? I think we learned something very valuable. We're equals. I took one, she took one.
I've always wanted to be hit like a man, thank you.
I think nobody expected this to end this way tonight. I think whether you've got a shitty kayak story, or a coke problem, or nose cancer, I think we've all learned one very important message tonight, and that's if you think you can, you probably can, right, Bill?
Yeah, I'd have to second that.
I've been all over this great country of ours, and I've seen all different types of people, okay? Short, skinny, dwarf, Jew. And I'm a fan. But what...
Bill, you want to come up here and join us?
No, I think I'm good.
Touche. That's your right, Bill. That's your right to stay right there. But I think it's our right to acknowledge the differences amongst each other, but celebrate them at the same time. Okay, Stacy, what did you learn here tonight?
I learned I can pee standing up. I learned that no matter how big the facade, anyone can grow.
And I learned that if you come out and you fill up your heart and you want to meet somebody halfway, they'll meet you that other halfway. And that sounded better in my head on the drive over, but you know what I mean. Now, if you want to take things up a notch, you got to dig deep. And as Bill Burr says, you got to do what, Bill?
I don't remember.
Thanks, Bill.
You got to want it.
You got to want it.
You got to grab it by its throat.
Well, there's probably a better way to phrase that. Yeah.
Shake some sense into it.
There it is.
And you were agreeing to that earlier.
I'll take it from here, Bill.
All right.
Whether it's Gyoza or Goza, we're all just people. I want to thank my guest, Bill Burr, tonight. One more time for Bill Burr. I think you can do a little bit better than that. One more time for Bill motherfucking Burr.
Thank you.
One more time for Feminist Stacy right here. Did you guys have a good time tonight? Unbelievable. You guys were the best. Thank you so much. Robin, I'll be home. I got two packages of gummy bears. You know which kind. Good night, everybody.